come back and visit.
I hope you'll come
again.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The greeting on December the 25th.
Merry Christmas.
Anything else?
My aunt's favorite greeting is Christmas gift.
What does that mean?
Give me a Christmas gift.
Is it serious or is it just a joke?
No, it's just joking.
Okay.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very common. Does it mean, is it the first person who says it that gets the gift, or anybody who says it?
I think it's the first person who says it.
Mm-hmm. How about 1st of January? What do you say?
Happy New Year.
Anybody ever say New Year's gift?
I've heard her say that. She's the only one I've ever heard say that.
What?
New Year's gift.
Hmm. Your aunt. Mm-hmm. Is she from Lynette?
No, she lives in Wadley, which is in Randolph County, mm-hmm. the neighboring county.
Mm-hmm. This is on your mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. If you wanted to say something other than thank you, you might say, I'm much
obliged.
Okay. I went downtown to do some
shopping.
You made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped.
Mm-hmm. And when you got home, you
unwrapped.
If you had to sell it for less than you paid, you sold it
cheap, at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And if you would just love to buy a particular thing, you might say, I wish I could buy it, but it just, meaning it's too expensive.
I just can't afford it.
Or it.
It's too expensive.
It blank too much.
It costs too much.
Mm-hmm. First of the month, the bill is
due.
If you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
If you haven't any money, you go to a bank and try to
borrow.
And the banker refusing the loan says money is awfully
tight.
Or I need the pronunciation of this one. In the 30s, money was just meaning anything is very hard to find. It's
scarce.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The boy ran down the springboard and
dove.
And he has.
God, that is hard.
He has. He will.
Dive.
All right, he will dive. He dove, and he has.
Dove.
Okay.
Is that right?
As far as I know, those are perfectly interchangeable, dove and dive. I have absolutely no feelings about it. All right, if you dive in the water and land on your stomach, you call that a
belly buster.
Mm-hmm. And then after you dive in, you
swim.
And he
swam.
And he has
swum.
Okay. If a boy puts his head on the ground and then rolls over, that's a
somersault.
Okay. If you may not ever have heard of this. If you pay your bill or buy something, some storekeepers might give you a little present and say it's for
business.
Did you ever hear the word lanyap?
No.
That's in Louisiana. Or the word pilon?
No.
That's in Texas. It probably is not an Alabama equivalent of that. Okay, if somebody got caught in the whirlpool and he didn't get out so that he died, you'd say that he
drowned.
And he got
swept under.
Well, same verb. He was
drowned.
And I didn't see him
drowned.
What does a baby do before it can walk?
Fall.
And you went over to the tree, and to get up in the tree, you had to
climb.
And yesterday, you
climbed.
And you have
climbed.
What are you debating?
Climb.
Would you ever say
no? Climb? I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see. We talked about that one. Suppose a little child got down behind the sofa. You said he would squat. And if he wanted to scare you, what would he say?
Boo.
All right. Ever hear peepon?
Sure, but that's not with a.
What?
That's a child. Like when you're playing with a
mm-hmm.
with a baby,
mm-hmm.
and you put something up in front of your face,
mm-hmm.
and you go peepaw.
Oh, okay. Let's see if.
Surely you've played peepaw.
No, actually, never.
You
haven't? And I'm sure I played something else, but we never said peepaw.